This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Wrote an op-ed piece in the New York Times the other day that has rattled the administration. Senator Warren says it's time to use the 25th Amendment to boot the president from office. Hey, everybody. Just another day in Washington. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Right from the get-go, we go to our pal Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio, with Talk Media News. Bob, I'm telling you what, conspiracy theories abound. I've heard today from somebody there was a word in that op-ed piece that gave it away that it was the VP, Mike Pence, as far as that op-ed is concerned. What do you think?
There's no way it was Mike Pence. Absolutely no way. In fact, I have reread this thing so many times. They did use a word that is particular to Mike Pence. First of all, you know, I serve with Mike Pence. Mike Pence is a very, very bright guy, and his political nuances and ability are good. That's why you don't hear much about him in a contrary way today, right? You know, as he's functioning in the White House. Here's the thing, that he didn't do it. Somebody actually, I think, put that word in there to make that stir up. I just believe he didn't do it. Don McGahn, I don't believe, did it. You know, that left the White House counsel. And Chief of Staff Kelly, I don't believe, did it. Now, somebody did. The New York Times is not making it up. But something jumped out at me. If you read through this, there is a passion to save America, right, in the writer's voice, his or her writer's voice. They're going to do whatever they have to do. They're an internal mole in the White House doing all this. If that's true, and if you're in the White House, Kate, and you feel like this, that you have to save the country, you have to save the president, save the president from himself, it's your task, it's your duty, it's your passion, why would you write an op-ed? And then why would you not stay on the down low and just do what you want to do, that what you feel compelled to do to save America? Why would you write an op-ed? It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't.
Not at all. I think that this is an inside job. Somebody did it. I think some people in the White House know. And then it becomes the deep state, you know, even in the White House is after the president. And this, you know, is turned to the favor of the president. It's like a branding. Trump's being branded and recreated a new Trump. And so I kind of think it's an inside job. I don't think that it's anybody that, you know, I named. And that's just a theory I have. There's something's wrong with this whole scene.
Yeah, I think something's wrong with it, too. Even somebody was talking to me, they were like, hey, what about Bob Woodward? I'm like, well, I'm going to trust that the Times, they know right. Their sources, so it is somebody, but the whole thing seems very odd to me. I agree. I don't think it's anyone super high up the chain, because that makes absolutely no sense, especially you said it. If they're trying to save the administration, save the country, you know, all that whole kind of thing, then, and especially if you read it, there were complimentary things to Trump in that, and then taking out his knees in a few seconds, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, yes, and also, if you're a reporter at the New York Times, would you not tell the editorial department that it's going to be your job to find out the source? Would you not do that?
Right.
This is an anonymous op-ed, which is kind of ridiculous in itself.
Yeah.
Anonymous news sources, nobody would say a word in D.C. if it wasn't for that. But anonymous op-ed, so, you know, I do think somebody did it, but I think the whole thing is just, and then to call the 25th Amendment based on an anonymous person, I mean, really, they're saying that. I mean, I think there's a lot of reality in what they've said of how President Trump mm-hmm. functions, don't get mm-hmm. me wrong. But we can't go on an anonymous person. Now we invoke the 25th Amendment because somebody who won't put their name to something has said that, you know, he's out of control.
Yeah. It reminds me of the whole chat thing. I mean, you have just, you know, all these people that just throw whatever on there and they
right.
they never say. They can attack anyone they want. I think it's ridiculous. So whoever Lodestar is, whoever, that's what I'm going to call them, Lodestar, we have no idea yet at this point.
And people do things. We've done it in our office to get something public that, you know, we did it once to defy Speaker Hastert's office one time we did it and set it up with the media to get a phone call to our office. I mean, I admit we did that. We had to get the issue out there because they were trying to, you know, cover it up. So people will do certain things. They've done it before in office. And in this case, at this level, I don't know, it just seems to me somebody did it so that comments could be made by Trump, and then it takes everybody's mind off of everything. So I've got a little conspiracy theory going on this one.
I love it. All right, so then we move on to Kavanaugh and the confirmation hearings. And how do you think they're going? Because pretty much he's not really stepping into anything controversial. I mean, he's not. And then you've got Booker releasing the Kavanaugh documents, but the Republicans are saying, look, they were already cleared anyway, so whatever. What's your take on what's happening?
Well, I think, you know, Senator Booker does what many senators do. They wake up in the morning, they look in the mirror, and they say, hi, Mr. President, how are you? And so I think this is the Booker, I'm running for president deal, and then the other senators say, yes, we're behind him. They know the scoop, how these things are released. So I just think it's a lot of theater and drama. Kavanaugh is going to be nominated. You and I talked the other day, unless there's something horrible there, which would have probably come out by now, he's going to be nominated. I believe, and Ellen and I, Ratner and I were talking about this, I believe that the Democratic side has wasted a lot of valuable time. Go ahead and rail against him and things, but they have taken this to a new theatrical level where the whole focus is on it, and I think Senator Schumer, you know, the leader of the Democratic side for the Senate, Kate, has lost a lot of valuable time with the issue going towards Republicans who are going to win, and the midterms are coming up. I think he wasted a little bit too much theatrical time on this.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's just, boy, oh boy, it's crazy.
It's bizarre. I mean, you and I couldn't create a show if we sat down to match this for you know, reality TV.
Yeah, it's like Aaron Sorkin. It's Aaron Sorkin on steroids, you know, the West Wing guy, and he comes up with all this political stuff. Hey, last one, Russia warning the U.S. of a pending attack in Syria. So what's up with that? Something to be concerned about?
Well, I think anything to do with Syria, you know, we've got to be concerned of what we really do. I mean, if we do any type of action in Syria, do we have an exit plan? I mean, you know, President Trump warned the Iranians and the Russians and the Syrians not to go after the last bastion there, which, you know, they're going to do, of rebels. And then, but we're on the outside looking in. We don't have the ability, whether we like Assad or not, he's running it. He's with the Iranians and the Russians. But we have no ability to do anything except cause a mess if we tried to intervene in some way.
Yeah.
I mean, it's way too late for us in Syria.
It is way too late. All right, Bob Ney, always fun to talk to you.
Thank you.
Interesting.
You too.
I'm going to be looking for Lodestar. You should be too. Let me know if you find him.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, that's Bob Ney. And again, it's that word. It is the word that people are looking at. What is the Lodestar? Who is the Lodestar? What is the deal on that? All right, we continue to roll through here on America Tonight. We just really have scratched the surface, as I'm fond of saying. We'll dive a little bit deeper on a couple of things. Of course, including the fact that we lost another iconic dude in Hollywood. Stay with us.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne. And cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Happening, isn't there? And it's not just in D.C., it's outside the borders. I like to say this show is about the buzz in your backyard and my backyard. So we did have the start of NFL football. Philadelphia Eagles and the Atlanta Falcons. I'll have a score for you coming up. In case you missed it, good time for me to tell you about Nail the Score. So here's the scoop on Nail the Score. Every Wednesday, we're going to try to do it Wednesday into Thursday, I will pick the game of the week randomly because I throw them all in a hat the old-fashioned way. Yeah, I'm sick of computers. So what happens is then I simply, or Mahalo, simply with his teeth, he picks who the game of the week is going to be, and then we announce it on the air in our last segment in the first hour. You can call us up, Sharon did, Pete did, or you can send me an email at katedelaneyradio.com, and you have to do it in that segment. All you have to do, you don't have to know anything about sports, pick a side, just like our politics are these days, right? You're on my side or you're not. So you pick a side of the game. It doesn't matter what you know because it's not about that. And then you just throw out a score. So you thought the Eagles were going to win, and it was going to be a score of what to what. Or you think the Green Bay Packers and the Bears, because that was our game, it's going to be a score of what to what. That is the key thing here. And what's really great, so like Pete in Texas said the Packers 28-21. Sharon in Maine said the Packers 35-21. I picked the Packers 34-21. Everyone picked the Packers. Even Nathan picked the Packers 31-24. And then we had a couple of others that call that also we have four other people that sent in guesses right before the top of the hour at KateDelaneyRadio.com. They clicked on contact, just threw up what their guess was and what the final score was going to be. And we actually had a drawing. So each week, so this is why you want to get in on this, because I've been doing this show for 10 years and I decided we've had a couple of winners, big winners, who have nailed the score. And we're, of course, angling for that. I hope someone nails the score. But in lieu of that, every week we're going to give away a little secret prize. So I don't know if we have any applause, because I know we have members of our live studio back there. They might want to get ready, well, if they think it's worth it. I will say this, that we did, just sneaking in under the wire and then thrown into the hat, because it was just slightly under 10 people, I guess, that played. So it's nine people. And we did pick an anonymous, you know, just put our hands in the, actually what it is, like a fishbowl, in the fishbowl, and picked out a winner. I was so sure it was going to either be Sharon or Pete. But instead, it was, and I think this is my friend, this is TC. So TC, make sure you hit me up with your address. TC wins a gift certificate, a little gift certificate, for some wings over at I like wings, but I don't like them with all this stuff on it. So we're talking wings, and that's just for entering the contest, not for winning the contest. Because like I said, I wanted to make sure that I, that I honored the whole idea that how cool is that? 10 years. 10 years on the air anywhere is a good deal, but 10 years doing America Tonight has been, you know, really amazing, I have to say. And I wanted to do something special for Nail the Score this time around. So there you go. More reasons to play. How's that? As we move along, a couple of quick things here. As I said, since we talk about what's happening in the backyard, Kavanaugh. Today I was at this thing called the Great Games. It's huge. It's amazing. I was there. You know, we do our Forbes books at bedtime. So I caught up with my pal Greg Stebbin, and we taped some great interviews. You're going to hear with some, like, amazing movers and shakers, just cool people, just average, regular people who have done some unbelievable things. And down there, I can't tell you how many people asked me about Kavanaugh and what I thought. Or here was the big thing. What's my reveal? What's my take on who is the mystery op-ed writer? Who wrote that op-ed, you know, slamming Trump? Who was it? And the answer is we don't know. I think it is an insider. It has to be. It doesn't make any sense. And because, for goodness sake, why would... I mean, the Times, they, of all the things they would do, I can tell you the one thing they wouldn't do is they, because knowing the backlash, they would not publish it unless, which is, I think it's strange, they published it without somebody authoring it. Because, of course, it brings up all the questions about, who is it? And I think it is someone in the administration, but I don't think it's the somebody so high up, like everybody else is guessing, Mike Pence. And you probably heard Bob Ney, if you didn't, he just was on with us, saying how, you know, ridiculous that is. And I agree. I don't think it's him at all. I think, in fact, who's got some kind of role in the administration, but it might not be, you know, who people are suspecting. And so Mike Pence, to me, is not the right guess either. But there's that conversation for sure. We're going to let you hear a little bit of Burt Reynolds on the flip side, because, you know, he was in many, many things, including Smokey and the Bandit, of course. He was in, a slew of movies, including one that I was discussing off the air with Andy that is a little creepy to us, but did put him on the map, and that's Deliverance, because there was always lots of conversations about Deliverance and, you know, guys going off and having the male bonding thing and then ending up in a horrific situation. So I won't go into it if you haven't seen it. But the Smoking the Bandit movies were pretty popular. And he was in a bunch of comedies too. He had that sense of humor. And in his day, he was absolutely considered a sex symbol. He dated Dinah Shore, Sally Field was his longtime, one of his longtime loves. Of course, he was married to Lonnie Anderson and, you know, had an impact on Hollywood. I know somebody that's been on this show named Burton Gilliam, who got a big break from Burt Reynolds. He was in the movie Blazing Saddles. Remember Pace Picante? New York City and Burton Gilliam. I've had the pleasure of spending some time with him on a golf course, and he couldn't say enough great things about Burt Reynolds. So the Hollywood sex symbol at his time, during his time, dead at the age of 82, he earned an Oscar nomination for Boogie Nights in 1998. And like I said, he was known for some clunkers in the box office and some that were pretty good. Smokey and the Bandit was very, very good, and was probably his most popular thing that he did. They say he's a very passionate and sensitive guy. He was in a cool movie called The Longest Yard, and again, he has died at the age of 82, so we'll have more on Burt Reynolds. Boogie Nights, he was pretty good in that movie, although it's a really crazy movie. Sad story. Another thing that people are talking about is what happened in Cincinnati. A gunman armed for a bloodbath basically kills three, and he carried hundreds of rounds of ammunition, opened fire in a downtown office building. He wounded a couple of people, killed three, and then he was shot by the cops. 29-year-old Omar Santa Perez. No motive for what happened there. The Cincinnati mayor, John Cranley, said he appeared to target random people during the attack. And he said, there's something deeply sick at work here, and we as a country need to work on it, because he keeps getting asked these stories. How's he going to address that? What is he going to say? This is a guy who lived in a couple of different places. They've been searching his apartment all afternoon. They went through his apartment on Thursday trying to find any clue of why this would happen. He's a U.S. born, he's a U.S. citizen born in San Juan, Puerto Rico. His family members are stunned by it. They don't know. They can't believe it. So far, nobody has any real reasons for, you know, what could this possibly, you know, what could this possibly be? He did file a lawsuit against CNBC, Universal Media, and TD Ameritrade, alleging that the two companies infiltrated his personal electronic devices, uncovered his identity, and published private details about his life. That case was thrown out of court. So was it something concerning that? That was back in 2017. Who knows? Oh, terribly, terribly sad.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
The people of Montana love our country so much. They honor our values, and you always respect our great American flag. You see what's happened.
President Trump holds a MAGA Make America Great Again rally in Billings, Montana, campaigning for the Republican candidate there. The president talking about the economy, saying unemployment at an all-time low.
We have the best market is at record highs. Unemployment is at historic lows. And more Americans are working today than ever, ever, ever before.
During his remarks, the president also mentioning Brett Kavanaugh, his Supreme Court nominee.
And he's doing really well. But do you believe the anger and the meanness on the other side?
This is USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How do you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Underrated actresses, you know, because of the body and all that stuff. And she was the best actress I ever worked with.
Ladies and gentlemen, one of the sexiest, most wonderful actors, Burt Reynolds.
Yeah, Burt Reynolds, he was a man cave guy. He loved his sports. And you heard him there talking about Sally Field, who he was talking about, one of the best actresses ever. He also was in a relationship with Sally Reynolds for a long time. But he was, he married Lonnie Anderson, and then he was first married to Judy Carney, who was in Laugh-In, and he was married to her for a couple of years in the 60s, but then he married Lonnie Anderson from 88 to 93, And he had a child with her, Quentin Anderson Reynolds. So at the age of 82, heart attack, a 911 call. He was having trouble breathing and chest pains and all that kind of stuff. He lived in Jupiter, Florida. He was a huge backer of Florida State, for example, and he loves sports, and he, you know, he was a former Florida State Seminole, so that makes sense. He was a football player for them. He, in fact, roomed with a guy that you see on ESPN if you watch college football, Lee Corso. So he played football, loved football, that whole kind of deal. And he had his own man cave. So we salute Burt Reynolds. All right, speaking of man cave and what else is happening in the man cave, Tiger Woods wrapped up a great round, his best of the year. He carded a 62 at the BMW Championships in Newtown Square, Pennsylvania. Here's what he had to say.
Made some putts. Got off to a better start than I have, you know, most of this season. And, you know, as of right now, I'm one back. So, just kind of way it goes.
He's right. He made some putts. What do they say? You putt for dough. All of us weekend hackers know that. So he played with his third different putter in 3 weeks, the Scotty Cameron, that goes back to 1999. In 99, he won 13 of his 14 majors with it, so I guess he felt good. And he did super good, obviously. That's a huge number for him, a good number for him. Rory McIlroy also shot 62 to tie for the lead. And you got Justin Thomas, who's tied for fourth, and, you know, a lot of the big names that you usually see. So this could be a really interesting finish for him, let's put it that way. It could be a great tournament for him, I guess, is the best way to put it. It's the start of the NFL. I mentioned that we have Nail the Score. Don't forget, mark it down, Wednesday into Thursday. First hour, last segment, your chance to win prizes from us here at America Tonight, celebrating 10 years. We've got to add some levity to the show, right? So that's why we do the Nail the Score thing. And speaking of the NFL, the Philadelphia Eagles, they held on against the Falcons. It was really kind of a strange deal. They did pull out the Philly Special 2, a trick play that helped spark the Eagles. It's crazy. You know, Foles is the receiver. I love it. So Nick Foles passed for just 117 yards. Jay Ajayi ran for 2 touchdowns, and Philly opened the season with a win. Again, 18-12 over the Atlanta Falcons. So this is just the beginning of what will be a very long season. I don't know how many of you play fantasy football. Oh, my. I play fantasy football. I had Jay Ajayi on my team, so he got me a few points, thank goodness, because it wasn't looking good in the beginning. So I ended up with 24 points from the Philly win because Ajayi with the, you know, 2 touchdowns, so I got more points out of him. And then Jake Elliott is my kicker, and he put up a couple of points, so I just got 4 points from him, and that added up to my, you know, 24 points. Then I have a slew of other players, you know, like Aaron Rodgers is my quarterback, and Brandon Cooks is one of my receivers from Los Angeles, the Los Angeles Rams, and, you know, so it'll get pretty interesting for me as the weekend, you know, goes on, and we'll see where I end up. It's always interesting when you play the fantasy football thing. I'll just put it that way. Otherwise, what else is being talked about in the man cave? I mentioned it the other day. What's being talked about is that big Nike spot and the reaction to it, where you talk about dreams. It's the voice of Colin Kaepernick. So you have some people who are burning their Nike wear and others who are pumping money into Nike. So there you go. This is typical, right, of what we see. It's not shocking. to me at all that we would have some people that would celebrate it and some people that would say, oh, that's, you know, absolutely ridiculous. But I think whatever the impact is going to be, it's going to be that Nike makes money. They're going to make more money, whatever it is, because overall, commercially, it was a hit with consumers. Dream Crazy was the name of the spot. And so while videos of people burning sneakers and mutilating socks and that kind of stuff, in when it comes to social media, you have high marks with a broad base of, they say, of the consumer population. That's according to Ace Metrics, a company that provides real-time impact and analysis data surrounding major advertisements. So they're saying the, you know, Dream Crazy deal registered in the 10th percentile of their polarity score. That means 90% of the ads traced by Ace Metrics were found to be more polarizing among viewers. How about that? And they track like 2,500 brands and 80,000 advertisements since 2010. You know, again, who knows? They even polled how the signing, Kaepernick signing, would impact their plans to spend money with Nike. 13% of those surveys said they were less likely to purchase from them after viewing the ad. That percentage was down to 10 among millennials and 6 among Gen Z. And then a staggering 56% of those surveyed said they were more likely to purchase from Nike after seeing the commercial. So, you know, whatever. Nike is the winner here, right? Nike's the winner because Nike is going to end up, you know, Nike's going to end up doing well. That's the bottom line. Tennis, anybody? You want to talk tennis for a second? Yeah, let's talk tennis for a second. How about this? Serena Williams, 6-3, 6-0. Sevastova was her semifinal opponent. Madison Keys was beaten by Osaka, the young Naomi Osaka, the young Japanese player who's ranked 20th in the world. And the score there was 6-2, 6-4. So we thought it was going to be this all-American final, but now it's not going to be because it's going to be Serena Williams and Osaka who will be playing each other. And this is at the U.S. Open, which is our biggest brag sports-wise. Did you know that? I mean, we could talk about all kinds of sporting events, but this is the one that really pulls people in, believe it or not, because you think Super Bowl, you think all these other big events. But as far as it's our deal. It's the U.S. Open, and how many people go through there, that's what I'm talking about. And isn't that interesting how big it is? So you do have Serena Williams, and I think that story is incredibly, incredibly powerful and interesting. That's for sure. And then for the men in the semifinals, we'll see Rafa Nadal has taken on Juan Del Potro. And then you've got Novak Djokovic in the other semifinal matchup taking on Nishikan. And we'll see who wins there. And is it going to be the Joker, Djokovic, and Rafa Nadal facing off against each other again? Rafa's the number one ranked player. Novak is the sixth ranked player. That's a little tennis for you. And then Major League Baseball, it's interesting because baseball is now honestly in the race for the pennant. So who's, you know, as time is winding off the clock in September, who's going to be there in the end? And it is all about looking at the standings each and every day because some of these races are so tight. There'll be teams that could be wild cards that will not make it as a wild card. Like the National League East, for example, is a great place to look because you have the Braves on top right now. Philly is just 3 games behind them. But then you look at the NL Central and the Cubs on top. The Brew Crew, 4.5 games behind them. St. Louis 5 games back. But here's where it gets really dodgy. In the NL West, the Rockies now on top. The Dodgers 1.5 back. And the D-backs, Arizona, 2 games behind them. So you look at wild cards and positioning. And boy, the whole wild card race there is fascinating. But even who's going to win the West? Will Chicago close out the Central? Will the Braves close out the NL East? Wow. America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Where we do our cheap movie review, because after all, if there is a good movie to be had, why not go see it on the big screen? When you can join some of these movie clubs, although there are some arguments about that as to whether it is fruitful to do so. I think it still is. I think it depends. Andy, you're there. Aren't you in a movie club?
I was in the AMC Stubbs Club, but I have not. What's the word? Renewed my membership.
Because you weren't going enough, or it wasn't worth it any longer, or what?
I haven't been to the movies in a while. I think the last movie I saw was at, wasn't even at an AMC. It was at the Minnesota Zoo, the new Avengers movie.
Oh, the new Avengers movie is good. You know what? Part of that problem is you got to have good movies that want to draw you in.
That's right.
And so that's the thing. It's got to be something you're like, oh, I can't wait till this comes out. Oh, this looks really good. Oh, it's really got something written all over it that I have to see. And we haven't seen too many of those. Now, this group that we're going to tell you about that's coming out could find an audience, I think a few of them, although these may all be movies that you would rather see streaming. They don't, I don't know that they necessarily have huge box office appeal. The first one is called, and it's very strange, it's called The Nun. Roll it.
The same spot would be stuck in my head.
What did you see?
I saw a nun. My visions reached the church, and I was asked to accompany a priest to an abbey in Romania.
The abbey has a long history. Not all.
What?
Genevieve. God is here.
Wow. So what did you get from hearing that hello? Scary. Vatican officials send a priest and a young nun to investigate the suicide of another young nun in Romania. They find themselves in a fight for their lives when they encounter, you guessed it, demonic forces in the shape of a nun. So it sounds like everything's about nuns. Is it a true story? They say the real demon Valak is what the film is based on. I'm thinking 1 hour, 36 minutes, rated R, horror story, no offense to the actors. I just don't know that this is going to find the audience. I think this is a streamer. It has streamer written all over it, meaning people will wait until they like scary movies, and they can watch it when it's streaming if they have nothing else to watch. And I don't think it's going to do very well at the box office. All right, this has some star power. This movie is called Peppermint. Check it out, and then I'll explain.
Who's my girl? My girl has love in her heart and snow in her eyes. Peppermint in her blood.
Happy birthday, kiddo.
Mrs. Norris, I'm very sorry for your loss. We have three suspects in custody, but they're all linked to the Garcia cartel.
No witnesses have been willing to step up.
These cartels are no joke. They've got everyone in their pockets.
You've been through a terrible tragedy. Maybe you didn't see what you think you saw.
That's him.
Maybe you've made a mistake.
Number three. Number five. Number four. They did it.
Is it possible that your recollection isn't what you thought it was?
The evidence is insufficient to hold the defendants over for trial.
You think that you're going to have justice? Make them all pay.
5 years ago, Riley North just disappeared. Completely off the grid.
So she spends the last 5 years doing
what?
Training.
Well, that's new.
You honestly think Riley North did this?
Today's the 5-year anniversary of her family's murder. She's back. Corrupt judges. Dirty cops. It's not a coincidence that makes this area low crime. It is low crime because of her.
Apparently, somebody's doing something.
Find her. I don't care if you have to burn the city down.
Watching someone take everything from you, it turns you into somebody else.
Social media is lit up with support for her.
She's a multiple homicide suspect.
Not to them, she's not.
Outmanned and now gone.
How do you really think this is gonna go?
I will kill every one of you.
And that'll pretty much wing it from there.
All right, so what happens in this action movie? Jennifer Garner starring in it. John Ortiz, you would recognize him. John Gallagher Jr., another name you would most likely recognize if you've seen a lot of movies. Tyson Ritter is in it, John Ritter's son. And what happens is this woman awakes from a coma after surviving a brutal attack that killed her husband and daughter. The system shields the murderers. You kind of heard it there. And she transforms herself into this urban kind of gorilla to get her own personal kind of punishment, retribution. She's going to get back what was stolen from her. I think this could find an audience. You know, that's kind of the background. If you look at the background of Jennifer Garner, she was popular in a series she did on TV where she was the heroine, and it was all about getting retribution and helping people. So there may be an audience for this, for Peppermint, because hell hath no fury like a woman who sees her family gunned down right in front of her. It has more promise than the first one anyway. If not, streaming-wise, I think it would do pretty decent for sure. All right, the next one is called God Bless This Broken Road.
All those empty seats around you. Those are missing brothers and sisters. Love calls us to bring them home.
Still hurting. It's times like these you really need to lean on your feet. I tried putting my faith in God. I don't understand why he would do that to us. If he wants me, he knows where to find me.
The place is in Sunday school. That's my mastery seed.
I don't know, honey. Some seeds just don't grow where we live.
Mom, this one will.
No grandchild of mine is going to be out on the streets. I've got this under control.
Mom, Cody is a race car driver.
I have not seen her that happy in a really long time.
She's a great kid.
Amber, well, I guess something's been wanting to tell you.
Sergeant Hill, he was the closest thing I ever had to a father. His faith gave him the courage to do the impossible.
Your eyes will walk you in.
I'm really doing everything that I can.
You know, sometimes less is more.
The faith is still there, Amber. Buried, but fighting.
There you go. That pretty much tells you this is a feel-good movie that I think will find an audience. If you see it, send me your cheap movie review. Just do that by going to katedelaneyradio.com. Thanks for listening to this hour of ATN.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.